Ja, lerne ich mir inzwischen frisch Schleime. Jetzt auch bei Matoria, Judas bei Chai Farrell, Pinka bei Sastor Malka. Und hier bei Sars Torres und jetzt Saul bei Zashem. Six Parsha is a jam-packed Parsha, but the first thing I want to just start off with is a very, very famous statement from the Magen Avraham. Rabbi J.J. Schachter, Shlita Narevi, once taught us this in class. And it's a very, very important inyan. Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukos is a very, very special day. And some people don't know why. So we have to look into the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes in Orach Chaim Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. Magen Avraham writes the following. Actually, not in Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, in Simin Tov Kuf Pei. And he writes that on the sixth day of Parshas Chukos, on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukos, Nogu Yechidim Lezano Shavosa Yom Misru Chav Koronos Meleim Svar Mitzarfos. In France, 20 wagons filled with Svarim were destroyed and burnt. What happened was is that when there was something happened in the town in France, they didn't commemorate the next year on the day that it happened, but rather they commemorated it on the day of the week of the Parsha. They did a Shelos Chacham, and they saw that it wasn't, the Indian was, you know, was something we have in Shavuos or Batamas. It's the 17th day. It happened on the 17th day, so we commemorate things on the 17th day. Here were the 20 wagons of Torah, and it wasn't like, you know, this is right in the days of the, right before the printing press, and wagons of Svarim are, you're talking about generations of Torah being brought down and burnt in France. They decided the next year there wasn't going to be an Indian to fast on the day of the month, but it's going to be an Indian to do with the Parsha. Parshas Chukas, because if you look at the Parsha, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Metargamen Dog Zera Raisa. Now if you look in the Unkelus, it says, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Dog Zera Raisa. This is the decree from the Torah. So I thought we should try to understand a little bit, you know, just a little bit of reflection. Tomorrow on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, you know, we don't need it to get a little reflection, a little more extra Torah. To remember those wagons that were filled with Torah. We're not just talking about, 2016 when Svarim are very accessible and you go to Hebrew books and you go to every Beis Medrash has 10 Shasas and a million Rishonim Acharonim. Talking about France and you're talking about before the printing press. So tomorrow, Erev Shabbos, we should be Zochah Be'ez Hashem. Just remember just a little bit, to stop our day, to be able to have a little bit extra Torah, a little bit of extra more Limud Torah, to be able to remember those 20 wagons filled with Svarim. Rabbi Simon likes to quote from the Chavetz Chaim. Someone once asked the Chavetz Chaim, how did he become a Talmid Chacham? So the Chavetz Chaim says, learning on Fridays, learning on Erev Shabbos. So we should be Zochah Be'ez Hashem. This week's Parsha talks a lot of different inyanim, but I want to focus on Miriam, Hanaviyah. Miriam, the sister of Moshe Rabbeinu. Parsha tells us in Perichov, Pasag Alf, Vayavol b'nei Yisrael kol eidam midbar tzim ha-chodesh ha-rishon, v'yeshev ha'am b'kadesh. Jewish people came to Kaddish, they settled in Kaddish. And Miriam Hanaviyah unexpectedly dies, and she was buried there. Rashi tells us on the spot, a very famous inyan. Why is it, Rashi says, that the Misa of Miriam is right next to the Paraduma? To tell you, Lomar Lachan, if it quotes the Gemara, the famous Gemara, in Moed Katan Chav Chesam and Aleph, why is it Misa of Miriam next to Paradum? Malom Elcha, just like the way Karbanos are Mechaprim, so too Tzadikim, the deaths of Tzadikim are also atoned. So I wanted to be able to understand this inyan. You know, the past few weeks we've had a lot of questions. I want to whole focus on one question tonight. Why is it that the Misa of Miriam was Mechaprim just like the Paraduma? What's the connection between a Karban and what's the connection between Miriam Hanaviyah? Why do we learn this inyan of Misa Tzadikim is Mechaperis? Right next to Parsha, but why do you learn from Miriam? What's so special about Miriam? So I want to go back a few Parshas. We go back to Baaloscha, and we know that Miriam is famously in Aaron, Miriam gets Saras at the end of Parshas Baaloscha. And what happened was the Torah tells us a very famous thing. The Torah tells us that the whole nation of the Jewish people waited for Miriam. And Miriam was closed off for 7 days. The Ha'am lo nasa ad heyasef Miriam. The nation didn't move until Miriam was done. So we saw something very, very special about Miriam. The nation didn't move until Miriam was purified. Why? So Rashi famously says from the Gemara in Sota on Tesamid Beis, Zeh kovod chalak lo amakom, this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu did for her. B'shvil sha'achas shenis akful l'moshe kishahushach la'yor. When she waited to see her brother, what would be with her brother back in the day in Egypt, when Yocheved placed Moshe in the bushes. So So because Miriam waited for Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu had the whole Jewish people wait for her. Mida Kenegan Mida. Incredible, incredible thing. Miriam showed a little bit of Yisrael. Miriam showed a little care and concern. Therefore, the Jewish people showed care and concern back to her. Look at the Tosus a little later on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosus actually handles whether it is, did she actually wait a Shah Achas? Or was it really? No, it wasn't Lav Davka. Tosus says it could be a quarter of an hour, a third of an hour, but whatever it is, whatever the time slot was, according to all Rishonim and according to everyone, Miriam showed a little bit of care. So much so, the Metzoret Vash, so on the bottom of the Masifta, said, you know what Miriam did was so special? It's not that she waited, but the Lashon of the Gemara says, Himtina. Himtina, which is a Lashon of Ratzon. It's a Lashon of Bechira. She used her Bechira. She cared for Moshe. Yocheved didn't ask Miriam. Miriam did it because she knew it was the right thing to do. She knew it was the right thing to do to go out of her way to be able to make sure that her brother was going to be okay. So I wanted to think, maybe why is it that we say that the mises of Sadiqim are mechaperes like Karaduma? At the end of the day, what's a carbon? A carbon is something a Jew messes up, and we need atonement from a Kadosh Baruch. What's the biggest way to get kapara in this world? The biggest and best way to have kapara is by showing Avis Yisrael. When a Kadosh Baruch sees that one's children are getting along for each other, not only getting along but caring for each other, that's the biggest. Lufianis Daiti, maybe you know one of the that's the biggest thing that a father could see. And that's specifically maybe why we learn this Indian by Miriam, by the Tzaddikim and Mechaperes. Why? Because specifically Miriam is the one who went out of her way to help Moshe. And that's why, specifically, Miriam was the one we learn this Indian that Mises of Tzaddikim are Mechaperes like Paradum. Because Miriam was the person who cared and showed concern. So I want to go a little deeper. Now, you know, we're starting the 3 weeks of Ezra Hashem very soon. It's a time of tremendous, we need Avas Yisrael. Especially things in Eretz Yisrael. So many times when things are going well, you know, we forget what's really important. And we need Kadosh Baruch Hu sends us reminders to be able to remember this. So people think, oh, if I'm not learning a lot of sugyas, if I'm not showing a lot about doing a lot of chesed, I can't do the little things. Little things are it's what it's all about. Look what Miriam did. Miriam went out of her way. What did she do? She just waited a little bit. She showed a little concern, and then that brought a tremendous Yeshua. You know, the B'nai Yisrael writes about the month of Tammuz. The month of Tammuz, the name of Hashem Hashem is backwards. Hey Vav, Hey Yud. And he brings them from the Pasuk in Megillat Esther, Kol Zeh Einenu Shovali. Haman says to his family, you know, everyone's bowing down to me, but if Mordechai is not bowing down to me, Kol Zeh Einenu Shovali. It's all not worth it to me. So the way that Ben Ahafach Haman, right, the opposite of a Haman, right, if he doesn't have everything, it's nothing. Maybe the opposite is being happy with what you have. Doing a little bit of office to show, a little bit of care. I think that's what really the avodah of the next 3 weeks are. You don't know what tremendous, tremendous, tremendous zechusim that we do. A little bit of Torah on the way. You know, a lot of people driving up to the mountains for Shabbos and weekends. A little bit of Torah, a little bit of love, a little bit of office to show. We don't know how great every little action that we do is. So my friend likes to say the story. Famous story. He had a Talmud was once sitting in Columbia University. And what happened was, at the Shabbos, they had the Yachad there. They had a lot of boys and girls from Yachad. So his Talmud was getting up there, and he was saying how important is every Jew is compared to another letter in the Torah. And every Jew has a different role in the Torah. So a Yachad, 17-year-old boy, got up, and he said, in the middle of 100 people, and he said, really, what's my job? What do I have to bring to the table? So Rabbi Franz Talmud stopped for a second, and he thought on his feet. He said, "You know what your job is? Your job is that you asked a question. That you showed a little care. You weren't embarrassed to be able to get up and say, you know, what's my job? And you showed that, and you had people to be able to care for you, and you had people to be able to inspire, and you inspire us. What happened was, my friend said, from the Talmud said, a couple of weeks later, this student passed away. But my friend wanted to say that how great did his Talmud make that Yachad boy feel. The one good comment, the one good inspiration. You know, we don't know how great it is. Rabbi Bleich likes to say the following story also. Rabbi Bleich's grandmother was passing, she was very, very sick, and she was in the coma for 36 hours. He came into the hospital, and he saw there was nothing being done for his grandmother. So he called the doctor immediately. Why aren't you doing anything for her? The doctor said, listen, she's an old lady. Let her go in peace and dignity. Rabbi Eichner said, no, we have to treat her. And we have to try to keep her alive as long as possible. And they started treating her. What happened was, it was right before Shabbos. And it was on Shabbos. Rabbi Eichner came into the hospital room. And he said, good Shabbos to his grandmother. His old grandmother finally got out of the on Shabbos. And she, with a half an eye, she responded, good Shabbos. A few hours later, she passed away. So my friend wanted to say, you want to know what just happened here? According to Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Shulchan Aruch, when someone says good Shabbos, and we should have this kavana, when someone says just the words, two words, good Shabbos, he fulfills a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa, right? To remember the day of Shabbos. Just a little thing. What did Rabbi Bleich do? He didn't just say, hey, you know, forget about my grandmother. No, I'm going to tell the doctors. She has to live, if she has the ability to be able to say good Shabbos one more time, and we have to do everything we can to be able to help her. We have to do everything we can to be able to help her. We don't understand how important every little thing that we do is. Every little thing has tremendous ramifications. We have to understand that just like Miriam waited a little bit for her brother, and she showed a little bit of care and concern, and that had tremendous repercussions, that the whole Jewish people waited for her. That the whole Jewish people, and maybe we could say, we didn't say this before, but now we could say, maybe we learned specifically about Miriam, because Miriam was the ultimate tzaddikus. That she showed care and concern for her own brother, to believing in a little bit, believing in our small actions, believing in a little bit, believing in everything that we do. Just to close, Rabbi Gelbzahler has the following quote, and we'll quote this from the book. Rabbi Lezer once approached the Rav of a shul he frequented, and he went to the shul a lot. I want you to know that Baruch Hashem, I have great nachas for my children. They are all wonderful, and a lot of the credit goes to you. I believe that good kids come from davening in a good shul, so I just wanted to thank you. When was the last time we said thank you to the Rav of a shul, or a Rebbe, or someone, you know, a doctor, or someone that helped us out last week, or a year ago, 2 years ago? We don't know how little thank you, a little avisur, a little bit of Torah. So Be'ezer Shem Shvizocha, now going to Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, first and foremost, remember those 20 wagons of Torah studies, of books that were burned in France. And we should try to be able to learn a little more extra Torah, specifically on Erev Shabbos. Even though Erev Shabbos is a lot going on, we commemorate their Torah Shabbos Hashem. We should never have any destruction of Torah anymore. But to remember and believe in our believe in our little bit of Torah study, to be able to believe in a little bit, and to believe in our little actions, because they're not little. Chodesh Baruch Hu, they're great. And that's simply why we saw wise by Miriam. We saw that tzaddikim and tzaddikim are their mechaperis. They're mechaperis because a tzaddik lives their life. Maybe we could say every little thing they do is for everything. It's for Chodesh Baruch Hu. Every little thing they do. And that's what a carbon is. A carbon is gaining love to Chodesh Baruch Hu. So we said before, a carbon, we want to get to atonement. But a tzaddik, maybe we could say a tzaddik shows Av Yisrael everywhere he goes. And a tzaddik is, they live their lives taking every little minute here, every little minute there. And that's famously why Miriam? Because Miriam was the one who specifically waited for her brother. She showed her care and concern for Moshe. And according to the Mitzvot Vash, it was Halashon Hamtana, Halashon Ritzona. She did it out of will, out of care. And that's the story with Rabbi Fran, with Rabbi Fran's Talmud, with the Yachad boy. His Talmud specifically went out of the way to show how important, just his question was, how important him coming to the Shabbos was. And that's the Rabbi Bleich, according to her, he got his grandmother to say good Shabbos one more time. And he got to be able, his grandmother to be able to fulfill the mitzvah aseh d'oraisa, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's also brought down by a lot of other Chassid Shasram. When you say the word, even just saying the word Shabbos is a very special roshim on one's neshama. It has special influence, but that's not for now. No, that's Rabbi Gelzar. Rabbi Gelzar told the Rav of a shul, I just wanted to say thank you. I've got a lot of nachas for my kids, and I don't think it comes from me, it comes from you. Told the Rav of a shul that I think good kids come from davening in a good shul. We should be zochen v'ezer Shem now going to the 3 weeks to believe in a little bit, believe in our actions, believe in the good things we do for each other. And Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zochen to look at the end of Tammuz, and we'll say the opposite of Kol Zayneinu Shovali. Haman said, it's all not worth it to me if everyone's not bowing down to me. So the opposite view of that, right, according to Bnei Yisrael, right? Kol Zayneinu Shovali is Hey Vav, Hey Yud, Zeh Einenu Shovali. The opposite of that is to believe in a little bit. You don't have to be the biggest thing in the entire world. Believe in your actions, believe in your Torah, believe in your care and concern. And Be'ezer Hashem, we should do this. You share Besorah Torah with Eretz Yisrael. And you should have a beautiful Shabbos.